There were seven people on a Quidditch team, three chasers, whose job it was to score goals by putting the quaffle, a red football-sized ball, through one of the 50-foot-high hoops at each end of the pitch, two beaters, who were equipped with heavy bats to repel the bludgers, two heavy black balls which zoomed around trying to attack the players, a keeper who defended the goalposts, and the seeker, who had the hardest job of all, that of catching the golden snitch, a tiny, winged, walnut-sized ball, whose capture ended the game and earned the seeker's team an extra 150 points. Oliver Wood was a burly 17-year-old, now in his seventh and final year at Hogwarts. There was a quiet sort of desperation in his voice as he addressed his six fellow team members in the chilly changing rooms on the edge of the darkening Quidditch pitch. "This is our last chance, my last chance, to win the Quidditch Cup," he told them, striding up and down in front of them. "I'll be leaving at the end of this year. I'll never get another shot at it. Gryffindor haven't won for 7 years now. Okay, so we've had the worst luck in the world, injuries, then the tournament getting called off last year." Wood swallowed, as though the memory still brought a lump to his throat. "But we also know we've got the best ruddy team in the school," he said, punching a fist into his other hand, the old manic glint back in his eye.